Good afternoon to all of you. On behalf of Board of Directors, I have great pleasure in welcoming you all to the 89th Annual General Meeting of your company. Due to current COVID-19 pandemic situation, the 89th Annual General Meeting is being held through VC mode. The company has provided facility of remote e-voting to its member in respect of the business through an agreement with CDSL for facilitating voting through electronic means. Members who have not cast their vote yet electronically and who are participating in this meeting will have an opportunity to cast their vote during the meeting through the e-voting system provided by CDSL. Members who have cast their vote by remote e-voting prior to the AGM may participate in AGM but shall not be entitled to cast their vote again during the AGM. Vote cast by members through the e-voting available during the AGM shall be considered valid only if he participates in the meeting through VC facility. The statutory register and certificate of the statutory auditors related to implementation of ESOP schemes have been made available electronically for inspection by the members during the AGM. Members seeking to inspect these documents can be sent request to the company secretary by email as provided in the notice conveying this meeting. Now, I will introduce the board members who are attending this AGM through video conferencing are Sri Rahul Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, joined from the company's office. Sri Amit Patel, Managing Director, joined from the company's office. All the directors except Sudipta Mandal present in the AGM through video conferencing. Sri Jay, I introducing all the directors. Sri Jayesh Kasturia, Non-Executive Director. Dr. Rajesh B. Parikh, Independent Director. Srimati Kirti Lachhwani, Independent Director. Sri Sunil Kumar Kanojia, Independent Director. Sri Mayank Devasrey, Independent Director, Chairperson of Stakeholder Relationship Committee. Sri Samuel George, Independent Director, Chairperson of Audit Committee. Sri Pratik Ashwinbhai Patel, Independent Director, Chairperson of Nomination and Remuneration Committee. All other than the board members, our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Hitesh Dahiya, and representative of Statutory Auditor, Messrs. R. Chaudhary & Associates, and representative of Secretarial Auditor, Messrs. Chirag Shah & Associates, are also attending this AGM through video conferencing. As requisite quorum is present, I request the chairman to commence proceeding of the meeting.
Hello. I have pleasure to welcome all the shareholders and directors to the annual general meeting of Syntex Industries Limited. Mr. Sudipta Mandal is absent due to personal reasons. Notice dated 24th July 2020 and annual report for the financial year ended 31st March 2020 have already been circulated to the shareholders electronically in compliance with the applicable statutory provisions, and with your permission, I take the same as read. The auditor's report on standalone and consolidated financial statements for the financial year ended 31st March 2020, and the secretarial audit report for the financial year ended 31st March 2020 do not contain any qualifications, reservations, or adverse remarks according to the same are also taken as read. Now, before I proceed with the formal address, let me highlight some important points regarding the electronic voting participation for this meeting. All the members who have joined the meeting are by default placed on mute to avoid any disturbances from the background noise and ensure smooth and seamless conduct of the meeting. The company has received requests from two shareholders to register them as speakers at the meeting. Accordingly, the floor will be open for these shareholders to ask questions and express their views. The moderator will facilitate the session once the floor for question and answers is open. Further, the members who have not registered them as speakers and wish to ask queries can write an email to the company secretary. Now, with your permission, I shall begin. Financials. Fiscal 2019-20 was a very complex year for the company, and it is reflected in the financials. Your company has reported 42% decrease in gross sales from 2820 crores to 1634 crores in 1920. Sintex is a respected name in the textile industry in India, and the company is engaged in manufacturing of linen, wet linen spinning, and cotton specialty yarns and comb cotton compact yarns. The high quality has been widely accepted by the weavers, knitters, composite textile mills, and large buying houses, and also a lot of export businesses are included in our customers. The company is presently undergoing substantial financial stress and severe liquidity constraints. With the change in industrial dynamics, reduction in subsidies and incentive benefits with delay in disbursements, COVID-related disruptions, etc., which has resulted into reduction in capacity utilization of all its plants. Therefore, a steep fall in sales volume is there and incurrence of losses. Currently, the situation is slightly better than the COVID time, and we are performing better and better every month, trying to increase the spindle edges. Currently, we are working 5,25,000 spindles, and we are hopeful of increasing that capacity also. So it has already started showing positive, and it will be better in the months to come. On account of the high cost of operations and to create synergies of having operations in a single location, the company is evaluating to shift manufacturing facilities of structured fabrics from its plant at Kalol to its yarn division, which will be a single location for the whole plant in Lumsau. Yeah. In view of this, the manufacturing operations of structured fabrics at Kalol is gradually being discontinued and effective from 1st July 2019. The land and factory building of its Kalol plant will be disposed of after obtaining all the approvals from all our lenders, and we shall proceed with repayment with the same amount. I will ask Amit Bhai to explain to you regarding the comprehensive resolution plan.
The company has been engaged with the lenders, and we have been doing periodically all lenders meeting, appraising lenders on the current situation, plant operations, employees, as well as our customers and suppliers information regularly. We have also been proposing all the lenders for the various comprehensive resolution plan in various forms, which has been considered by the lenders. They would definitely give their viewpoint once analyzing all the possible resolution options for the company. Company is very hopeful that after looking at all the options, the lenders will come out with a positive resolution plan, which will make sure that the company restores its operation at Lumsapu to the fullest, and also would also come out of current situation where the utilization of the plant and machinery is low, which has to go up and at least achieve break-even EBITDA levels, as well as improve its profitability once the value-added yarn projects are being operational at 100%. Basically, when we are looking at different options, we have also approached many private equity players, as well as special situation funds, and many of them have shown interest, which has been proposed and showed to all the lenders. As far as companies' assets and maintaining dealership as well as marketing is concerned, we have been aggressively following up with all our customers and apprising them on the situation of our production as well as deliveries. Our exports is also doing well now, and hopefully in coming months the market would revive further and plus increase the exports. As far as cotton prices are concerned, company has been continuously monitoring the cotton prices as well as waiting for availability of a new cotton season, which will start from somewhere September mid to October first week, and would also further get benefit because of getting high quality new cotton. So our resolution plan, which has been submitted to all the lenders, are under ongoing debates, and result outcome should come very soon.
Now I request the moderator to put the speaker for questions and answers. Members who have registered as speakers will be unmuted by the moderator.
I request this is Meghna Deepak Soni to ask question. I think Meghna Soni is not unable to join. I ask Mr. Rupesh Sar to speak question.
Hello.
Hi.
Jaisik Vasna, Chairman sir.
Jaisik, bolo sir.
સર સૌ પ્રથમ તો બેલેન્સ શીટ જોઈ મેં અને બેલેન્સ શીટમાંથી તો કલર જ ગાયબ થઈ ગયો સાહેબ. આપણે ભલે રંગબેરંગી કલર નું ઉત્પાદન કપડાં બનાવતા હોય પણ આપણી બેલેન્સ શીટમાંથી સાહેબ કલર જ ગાયબ થઈ ગયો સાહેબ. સાહેબ આ વખતે પરફોર્મન્સની વાત કરીએ તો બહુ જ ખરાબ રહ્યું છે. 19 કરોડનો પ્રોફિટની સામે 1250 કરોડ નુકસાન છે સાહેબ. રેવન્યુ પણ 50% ઘટી ગયું છે સાહેબ. તો સાહેબ આવું થવા પાછળનું શું કારણ સાહેબ? આપણને આ વખતે એક 2 ગોલ્ડ ટ્રોફી મળી સાહેબ, બહુ સારી વસ્તુ છે સાહેબ. તો સાહેબ મારે જાણવું છે કે અમારા જેવા શેરહોલ્ડરોને આવી ટ્રોફી એટલે કે ડિવિડન્ડના રૂપમાં અને માર્કેટમાંથી અર્ન કરીને ક્યારે મળશે સાહેબ? કેમ કે અમારા જેવા શેરહોલ્ડરના ઉપર એટલે કે ડિવિડન્ડ અને માર્કેટમાંથી અર્ન કરીને કમાતા હોય આવક ઘર ચાલતા હોય સાહેબ અમારા. તો સાહેબ આવનારા 3 વર્ષના આપણા શું પ્લાનિંગ કરવા રહે તેના રોડમેપ વિશે મને જાણવામાં આવ્યો. બીજું સાહેબ આપણું હોલ્ડિંગ આપણી સિન્ટેક્સ ઇન્ડસ્ટ્રીઝ માંથી પણ આ વખતે પણ 28%માંથી 5% જ રહ્યું સાહેબ. તો સાહેબ શું કારણ? બીજું સાહેબ ઘટી તો ગયું છે તો શું તમે કોઈ પ્લાનિંગ કરી રહ્યા છો કે માર્કેટમાંથી આપણે શેર પરચેસ કરવા કે હોલ્ડિંગ વધારવા માટે? બીજું સાહેબ પેજ નંબર 126 પેજ નંબર 126 ઉપર આપણે ઇન્વેસ્ટમેન્ટ કર્યું છે ઇન આવાસ ટ્રસ્ટ. હેલો હેલો
હા સંભળાય
સંભળાય. ઓકે, આપણે ઇન્વેસ્ટમેન્ટ કર્યું છે આવાસ ટ્રસ્ટમાં 33.30 કરોડનું સાહેબ. તો સાહેબ શા માટે આપણે કર્યું છે આ રોકાણ? શું રેટ ઓફ ઇન્ટરેસ્ટથી ઇન્વેસ્ટ કર્યું છે આપણે? આનાથી આપણને શું ફાયદો થશે સાહેબ? એક બાજુ આપણું બોરિંગ વધી રહ્યું છે અને આપણે આવું ઇન્વેસ્ટમેન્ટ કરવાનું પાછળ શું કારણ છે સાહેબ, તે મને જણાવજો સાહેબ. બીજું સાહેબ પેજ નંબર 33 ઉપર આપણે બેડ ડેટ્સ રિટર્ન ઓફ કર્યા છે 128.76 કરોડનું, તેનું મને સંપૂર્ણ બાયફર્કેશન આપવામાં આવે કે આ બેડ ડેટ્સ કોનું હતું, આપણે આ વસૂલ કરવા માટે શું સ્ટેપ લીધા છે, તેનું પણ મને બાયફર્કેશન આપવામાં આવે. કઈ કઈ કંપની પાસેથી કોની પાસેથી લેણા છે આપણા પૈસા. બીજો જનરલ એક્સપેન્સ એજ પેજ નંબર 33 ઉપર, જેમાં 37.31 કરોડ હતું, એ લગભગ આ વખતે વધીને 101 કરોડ રૂપિયા થયું સાહેબ. મારે ખાસ એ જાણવું છે કે આટલું બધું 3 ગણું વધવાનું જનરલ એક્સપેન્સ શું કારણ, અને આપણે જનરલ એક્સપેન્સમાં આપણે કયા ખર્ચા એડ કરી રહ્યા છે, કયા કયા ખર્ચા એના હેઠળ નીચે છે એ મને જણાવવામાં આવે સાહેબ. બીજું સાહેબ ખાસ મારી રિક્વેસ્ટ છે કે સબસિડરીઝ બેલેન્સ શીટ મને મળી નથી હાર્ડ કોપીમાં, ગયા વર્ષે પણ નહોતી મળી, આ વર્ષે પણ નહોતી મળી. મારી ખાસ રિક્વેસ્ટ છે તમને મને હાર્ડ કોપી મોકલી આપવામાં, અને આ પાછળ જે પણ કોઈ ખર્ચો થાય એ હું આપવા તૈયાર છું, તમે મને લેખિતમાં મોકલો કે આટલા રૂપિયા ભરી તો હું ભરી દઈશ. થેન્ક યુ.
જરૂર પહોંચાડી દઈશું. પહેલો સવાલ આપનો, જે લોસ થયો છે એ કરંટ સિચ્યુએશનના કારણે છે, મોસ્ટલી કોવિડ એઝ વેલ એઝ ફાઇનાન્શિયલ શોર્ટેજ, તો કેપેસિટી યુટિલાઇઝેશન વી કેનોટ ડુ ટુ ધ ફુલેસ્ટ એક્સટેન્ટ, એન્ડ ઇફ ઇવન દેર ઇઝ અ સ્લાઇટ લેસ કેપેસિટી યુટિલાઇઝેશન ધ લોસીસ આર એનોર્મસ. ઇન ધ મિડલ ધ માર્કેટ ઓલ્સો વોઝ વેરી વેરી બેડ બીકોઝ ઓફ ધ કોવિડ એન્ડ એક્સપોર્ટ્સ એન્ડ એવરીથિંગ વોઝ વેરી વેરી બેડલી એફેક્ટેડ, બટ નાવ સ્લોલી વી આર કમિંગ બેક ઓન લાઈન એન્ડ આઈ હોપ ઇટ શુડ બી બેટર ઇન ફ્યુચર. Regarding the holding, because we had pledged our shareholding, we have not sold our shares, but our shares have been sold by the place where we have pledged. That is beyond our control. We will send you the details regarding Avas Trust question, as well as bad debts and general expenses, because પછી એકાઉન્ટ પરથી મોકલી
આવ્યા.
નાવ આઈ વિલ ટેક અપ ધ રેઝોલ્યુશન સેટ ફોર્થ ઇન ધ નોટિસ. ધ ફર્સ્ટ ટુ આઈટમ્સ ઇન ધ નોટિસ આર ઓર્ડિનરી બિઝનેસ, આઈ એડોપ્શન ઓફ એન્યુઅલ ફાઇનાન્શિયલ સ્ટેટમેન્ટ ફોર ધ ફાઇનાન્શિયલ યર 31st March 2020 and reappointment of Mr. Amit D. Patel, who retires by rotation, being eligible, offers himself for reappointment. The third, fourth, fifth and sixth items in the notice are for appointment of Mr. Mayank Devarshi, Mr. George Samuel, Mr. Pratik Patel, Mrs. Kriti Lachwani, as independent directors of the company. Seventh item in the notice for appointment of Mr. Jayesh Kasturia as non-executive director of the company. The last item in the notice is to ratify the remuneration of the cost auditors for the financial year 2021. All resolutions are proposed to be passed as an ordinary resolution. The detailed explanation and justification for all resolution proposed in the special business in the notice have been provided in explanatory statement attached with the notice. The board of directors of your company has appointed Messrs. Chirag Shah and Associates as scrutinizer for the electronic voting for this meeting. The result of the voting shall be declared on the website of the company and shall be communicated to the stock exchanges within 48 hours. As always, may I once again on behalf of the board thank you all for your continued support and encouragement. Thank you.